This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa numinu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihi allahu falamudilla lahu wa man yudlil falahadiyya lah. Wa nashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa nashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, elders, kullu am antum bi khair, mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Eid full of khair and barakah for all of us here and for all the Muslims all over the world, insha'Allah. I remind myself and you that today the best ibadah that can possibly be done is the udhiyah, is the sacrifice. As we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the son of Adam does not do any action on the day of sacrifice which is more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the sacrifice of animals. And in another hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever can afford to offer a sacrifice but does not do so, let him not approach our place of prayer, which is the Eidgah. So sacrifice is very important and it therefore must be done. Anyone who is eligible to pay zakat is eligible for the sacrifice or liable for the sacrifice, and therefore you should do that, including even if you became eligible today, you must inshallah try your best to do a sacrifice udhiyah today. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that the meaning of being Muslim is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question, without reservation, without argument, and without hesitation. To submit joyfully and eagerly. That is the symbol of our trust in Him Jalla Jalaluhu. And that trust is what earns His pleasure and His help. And that is why the iconic symbol of Islam is the sajda. It's complete and total submission and helplessness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a symbol of total unhesitating obedience, a symbol of total trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward of that is tawakkul, is a condition of the heart of reliance, condition of the heart which is free from all stress and all fear. And the reward of that is the nusra, is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not subject to any of His laws. I remind myself and you that tawakkul is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift for taqwa, for obedience. We cannot live a life of disobedience and expect our hearts to be filled with a noor and sukoon of tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means it is neither the meat nor their blood, meaning the flesh of the animals or the blood that reaches Allah, but it is your taqwa which reaches Him. The purpose of udhiyah is to inculcate this spirit of submission, of sacrificing our desires, of sacrificing what we want, to win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called al-muhsinun. I want to give you two examples of the issue of taqwa and what the meaning of sacrificing our desires is. One is Sulh Hudaybiyah, where the Sahaba had set out with the hukum of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make Umrah. It was not desire as in wanting to do something to disobey Allah, to make Umrah the best of ibadah, inshallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had some other plan, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to return without doing Umrah and to sacrifice their animals which they had brought and to shave their heads. Please understand that that decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hudaybiyah was not taken with consultation. He did not make mashwara with anybody. He did not even ask Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who he normally used to ask. It was a unilateral decision by the Rasul alayhi salam. The Sahaba obeyed. They did not like it. They wept. But they obeyed. And that's why I call Sulh Hudaybiyah the final test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for the Sahaba. A test of obedience. It was obviously never the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they should do Umrah. So why send them there? That was the test. The second test, and I'm saying this for a reason, was after the Ghazwatul Khandaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the army again to deal with the treachery of the Banu Qurayza. And he gave them an instruction, he gave them a hukum. And he said, pray Salatul Asr in the lands of Banu Qurayza. When they left, as they were going, sun was going down, some of them said, we are going to miss Salatul Asr altogether. So let us stop here and pray. Because what is the hukam for Salah? Salah ala waqtiha, at its time. So it is, sun is going down, we should pray. Others said, it is the order, the hukam of the Rasul alayhi salam, that we should not pray unless we get to that place. We should pray in that place. So there was a difference of opinion on the matter of ibadah, for the ibadah, between the Sahaba. These were people who were getting instruction directly from the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But there was a difference of opinion. What did they do? They acted on the difference of opinion. Those who felt that they should pray right there, they stopped and they prayed. Those who felt they should continue, they continued. And they prayed in the land of Banu Qurayza. The sun did not stop for them. Salah became Khada. So they prayed Khada in the land of Banu Qurayza. When they came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they reported, they said, Ya Rasulullah, this was the issue, we had a different opinion. He said, what did you do? He said, some of us did this, some of us did that. He said, Alhamdulillah, la bas. He said, no problem, Alhamdulillah. The point I want to make to you is that, Alhamdulillah, for differences of opinion, some of our brothers prayed Eid yesterday in Masjid al-Nur, Alhamdulillah. They came and asked me, I said, Alhamdulillah. They said, what is your position? I said, I will be fasting on that day. But if somebody invites me for iftar in Masjid al-Nur, I will go. That is my position. It's Alhamdulillah. And others like you, we are praying here today. People are coming to me and saying, the Ummah will be divided. The Ummah was not divided when the Sahaba had a different opinion about Salah. Why will it be divided now? Alhamdulillah, there is flexibility in our deen. If somebody is following some dalil, Alhamdulillah. We have a different dalil, Alhamdulillah. There is no division in the Ummah, please understand. We are one people, inshallah. Yes? All of us are brothers and sisters to one another. Alhamdulillah. There is no division. No need to worry about division. There is no division. There will never be any division. There will be division if we fall into this trap. We are not in this trap. Just because somebody prays Eid on one day or somebody fasts on one day, it does not break our boundary and our bond as brothers and sisters. What kind of bond is that? You pray, you fast on today and I fast tomorrow and we are no longer brothers? What kind of craziness is this? So Alhamdulillah, we are all brothers and sisters and we will remain brothers and sisters. Please understand, today is the day of sacrifice. Like our Amir, Dr. Bajwa said, it has to be a sacrifice not only of the animal, sacrifice of our desires. We need a sacrifice like the sacrifice of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. What was his sacrifice? When Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu removed him from the commanding of the army, he was the commander in chief of the army, appointed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please understand this. He gave him the title Saifullah. He appointed him. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came and he was the Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar said to him, Khalid bin Walid, people are following Khalid and so on and so forth, whatever reason he had, he said, remove Khalid from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, I will not remove the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who the Nabi of Allah has appointed. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became Khalifa after 2 years, his first action was, he sent a letter saying, Khalid bin Walid is no longer the commander-in-chief of the army. And the command of the army was given to Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. What did Khalid say radiallahu anhu? Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu said, I do not fight for the sake of Umar. He said, I fight for the sake of Allah. And I will fight for the sake of Allah even if I am the only one fighting. Did he tell the army, now follow me, forget Umar, let's go, now we march on Medina, let us take over, I will be the Khalifa. None of that. Because this was the tarbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we have a difference of opinion, it does not break the ummah. Please understand this. If anyone tells you that, then bring them to me. Alhamdulillah, we are one. And we will remain one. Yes? I can't hear you. Insha'Allah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafatan wa la tattabi'u khutwati shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O believers, enter into Islam wholeheartedly and do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Surely he is your manifest and clear and open enemy. My brothers and sisters, I would like to wish all of you again Eid Mubarak and request you, in the middle of your enjoyment and eating of good food and meeting relatives and so on, let us spare a little time to remember and remind each other that we are sitting here in peace and celebrating this Eid, and we are making a khutab and we are praying and so on and so forth. But there are brothers and sisters of ours in Gaza, in Rafah. Let us spare some thought and time for them. And let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu should help them in ways that they cannot imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make tahajjud fard on ourselves with the intention of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims wherever they are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to stand up and give us the courage to stand up against the oppressors, whoever they may be, understanding that sometimes those oppressors are ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to stand against the oppressors and to support the people who are being oppressed, no matter where they are and who they are. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون كل عام وأنتم بخير جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته